When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little dust coop. You don't know.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we are live at this point. We got two fellas in the studio for the car show, which we do at this time, and it's with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Ken and Kenny Chartel are here, father and son, the owners of Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze.
Well,
and
hello, Meg.
The host of the car show.
The car show. Car
yes,
care.
Sir. Car care, car show. Yes,
brought
sir.
To you by Affordable Automotive. And thanks for having us, Meg.
Well, I'm so happy you're here in the studio with me this morning. So we've got a chance for folks to call in. If you have any car care questions, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. And I know this gentleman will be happy to answer.
Absolutely. And of course, thank you for always tuning in at Affordable Automotive. You can find us over there by the Gulf Breeze Zoo, about a mile west, 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, Gulf Breeze, Florida. Of course, you can always reach us at our phone number and schedule an appointment today at 850-932-0811. So, Dad, what's going on in the car care world today? We've got a lot of action happening between the heat and this storm out there, which thankfully we shouldn't see too much of, but
hopefully
it is
not.
Hurricane season. So.
Right. But we're only at B at this point, so we're usually farther along by now, but we are only at B. So.
Okay.
But yes, some
at
of
B,
our...
that's right. I was thinking, what is he talking about? Now I understand what you meant. Bertha. That's just that's just a perfect name for a hurricane, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think so.
Big Bertha.
Exactly.
Well, if it's
exactly.
Little Bertha, we'll be a lot happier.
Absolutely. And stays off of our coast anyway.
Correct.
And,
not that I wish it on anyone, but...
No, but we can be selfish during hurricane
yes,
season.
Yes, we do.
But best thing you can do is we stay tuned to our station at News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, all of our stations here. We do keep you updated. And of course, if we do get into a situation where there's a warning, you'll always have the latest up-to-date news. And we go right over to the EOC. That's one of my jobs. I'll be broadcasting live from there should that happen. But I'm hoping that I don't have to go there this
nope.
summer, right?
I think
that'd
so.
That'd be great.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean we should let our guard down
no.
for always trying to get out of here in the event of evacuation, or you never know when that storm can turn. We've all been experienced that in the past with the big storms we've had. And so making sure your car, your evacuation
vehicle
is in good, proper working order. And at least you're ready to go prior to that last minute. I need to get out of here. And now there's no gas at the gas station. That check engine light is on and it's been running rough for a while. I wish I would have gotten it taken care of, but I've got to go now. And you hope you make it.
Well, you'd be proud of me because last week I asked you about my oil and filter light came on. So I took it to my dealer and they did take care of it.
Absolutely.
So that's taken care of. And then as soon as I saw that tropical storm watch, I went and got some gas, filled up the tank with gas.
Yeah, that's a great tip. At least keep that tank half full. You never
at
know.
At least half full.
At least half full. You never know when that storm will come around.
That's
gas
right.
is one of the first things for long lines to develop at.
That and toilet paper.
And so you can always make sure that you're kind of prepared there. And yeah, Meg, like you said, making sure that those lights and anything, be it even just a simple oil change, is taken care of now rather than a week down the road, because we all know in a couple of days, all of a sudden a storm is there in the Gulf of America and we're in trouble. So at the end of the day, it's just good practice to keep up with that. Of course, with the storm in the Gulf and things that we have to worry about there and staying prepared. We also have the heat going on, Dad, and we've seen a lot of AC work going on.
I was
going to
ask
shop.
You, what do you see during this? I mean, we are in the heart of it now, middle of July. It is hot. We've had 100-degree heat indexes for the last several weeks. So how does that affect our vehicles? And obviously, I'm guessing the age of the vehicle would make a difference, whether that vehicle gets parked in a nice, cozy garage or out on the, the parking
sun.
Lot. Yeah, in the blazing sun.
You're hitting on all eight today, Meg. That's what I'm talking
had
about.
Had some coffee this morning. I'm ready.
I'm telling you what. I mean, exactly. You named it right there. Are we sitting in the garage all day, or are we sitting in that baking sun and then expecting our AC to get down to 45 degrees, in 2 minutes? Well, that just doesn't happen. And there's some things to keep in mind with this hot weather, too. Isn't there, Pops?
Yes, there is. Keeping that AC system on max AC for recirculation purposes, that'll help the compressor out so it does not have to work as hard while it's so hot. putting your window down for a minute, opening the doors for a second. When it's been sitting in the hot sun, help cool the interior down just a little, and the AC doesn't have to work as hard to cool the interior car down.
You gave that tip at the last episode, so I did that, and I thought, now how dumb is this that I haven't been doing it? Because it made all the difference. As soon as I rolled those windows down, the air started circulating.
Absolutely, and it's just a couple of minutes. I mean, you don't realize how hot it is in the car, right. And, you know, just a quick whoosh of air to get all that stagnant warm air out of there, and now, all right, it's still hot, but not 140 degrees hot.
Right, so. Exactly. No, it's such a simple tip, but it was perfect.
It does, and that can help. Yeah,
I have a thermometer in my one vent, so I kind of monitor my air conditioning temperature, what's coming out of the vents, and I can climb in my car when it's been sitting in the sun, and it's nothing for that thermometer to be 150 degrees right there inside the vehicle. Yes, I know the sun shining on it and things like that, but I mean, it's still the inside air is that hot.
Right. So. Well, I do use a window shield. That does seem to help.
Oh, that's a perfect idea.
Do you recommend a particular type of shield that works better than others?
No, I mean, anything is better than nothing, you know, especially with the intensity of our sun, you know, that can really heat up a dark dashboard really quick. Mm-hmm. And while the inside air of that vehicle is now cool, I'm feeling that 140-degree radiating heat from that dashboard going, my gosh, it just won't cool down in here. So, yes, those shades are good. You know, the best ones that you can do are like that foil, that bubble wrap foil, because you're getting that reflective property to, you know, bounce back the UV and those light rays from getting into the vehicle. And then it also provides a little bit of thermal insulation. Now, again, that's that bubble foam style that,
those,
you know,
silver ones.
The silver ones you can accordion. Mm-hmm. Now you have the quick ones that twist up and they're like that tent material. Mm-hmm. And while they'll definitely block out some of that light, they're not going to totally do the same amount of restricting of that UV.
Reflection
of, as the other styles. So, yeah, I mean, there is a difference. But, again, something is better than nothing. And I haven't, of course, we as a mechanic, we have more vehicles than we need. And as that's an older vehicle, it's hard to find one of those silver ones. So I have to resort to that twist-up tent style. And it's not as great, but it's a lot better than leaving it nothing there, because in that hot sun, it just takes that much longer to cool the car off. So anything I can do, like rolling those windows down, putting a sunshade up, allowing that fresh air to come in before I hit that recirculation, all helps try to get that AC and the inside of the vehicle, you know, working at max performance.
Okay, if you just joined us, this is the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, 850-437-1620. You can text in to our car experts, and we have a text that just came in, and it says, hey, Kenny, Bob Lockridge here, went to high school with you.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going, buddy? Thanks for tuning in.
Here's a question. I have a 2022 Super Duty. How concerned should I be about fuel pump CP4 creating a glitter party? I have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, that's a diesel.
Okay, and, so y'all have to clarify for our other listeners who may not understand what the question's about.
So that's been a problem that they've been having with the injection pumps on those. And, yes, that can be a big problem, because I've heard that when they let go, it ruins the entire fuel system.
Oh, no.
So, and that's not a cheap date to have that redone at that point in time, you know. I mean, literally thousands.
Now, oh my gosh. What ends up happening in talking about that silvery mess is the pump internally starts coming apart. And then, of course, that metal and stuff starts shaving down, and you start getting that throughout the engine, and that's where all the damage is really created. Now, Ford, I believe, has the TSB on this, and it'd be worth calling them, because on certain year make models, and depending if you fall within that range, there is some recalls associated with that. But that would be something you definitely need to contact the dealership as far as that goes, and then have them run the VIN. At the end of the day, they'll have the information to say, yes, this falls under it, or no, this might be something out of pocket. But, yeah, that is something we've definitely heard in the automotive industry. And while we do more on the gasoline side, you know, we're always hearing all the nuances of every engine that they've put out there. So we're checking out. Maybe give us a shout if you have any more questions on that, Bobby. And thanks for tuning in.
You can stop by your place, right? Want to give the address and the phone number?
Of course. Let me just let everybody know we're right there at a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. Of course, you can always schedule an appointment with us either online or give us a call. Of course, we can be found online at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. Or give us a call at 850-932-0811.
And what are your hours out there?
We're Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and we'll be happy to take a look at your vehicle whenever you need an issue taken care of as well.
Okay. If you've got a question for the Car Care Show, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. I've known these guys for many years. They are certainly experts on all different types of vehicles, all different types of problems.
We've seen a lot of them over the years.
They've seen a lot, no doubt about it. Just my cars alone.
Yes.
So, but this is a Car Care Show. So what are some of the other things you wanted to touch on today, Ken?
Yeah, as far as the, you know, just a little bit more on the AC, you know, again, and there's multiple things going on with your air conditioning and that performance, and trying to get the inside of the car cooled down is one thing. You know, another thing is just making sure that all your doors underneath that dash are working. On a lot of these newer vehicles, particularly like the Chryslers and the Dodge, you'll get some blinking lights on there if the system isn't quite working right. Maybe your recirculation door isn't working like it should, or your temperature blend isn't moving all the way to cold, and maybe it might be stuck hot. So is your passenger side a little bit hotter than your driver's side, or cooler, or vice versa? So, you know, things that you may not notice right away until you've thought about it and go, it is about 10 degrees warmer on that passenger side than the driver's side. And, you know, those are just small things that help the overall performance of that AC system work as good as it can when we're dealing with 100 degree, you know, plus weather out here. So just wanted to add that tip in there as well, you know, because those won't throw a check engine light, nor will they throw any warning sign that, hey, I'm not working right. That really needs to come down to you and the vehicle and understanding, okay, well, it used to be a little bit colder, but it's not quite as cold as it is now, and things like that. So, you know, just touched on that AC part about it. And what we see.
It also could be a sign of low refrigerant, too, because it's not able to flood the entire evaporator.
So. That was the question I just had come in on the text line.
Really?
How do I know when it's time
to... I can't see it from
here. I know. How do I know when it's time to change your ad freon? That's what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, sometimes when the refrigerant gets a little bit low, only part of the evaporator will cool down. The other part won't be as cold, so one side might be a little warmer than the other, especially on a dual climate system.
Your passenger side can change independently of your driver.
Right. Usually the passenger side will be the cooler side because those vents are closer to that evaporator. So that is, and then the driver side is, the vents are farther, so it uses the other part of the evaporator.
Yeah,
well, I've had situations where I've been in my car and it was working fine one day. Then I get in and it's blowing fine. It's just not cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that could also have been a sign of low refrigerant. You know, the outside air temperature has a big effect on how that system works, too. So on a cooler morning, a low refrigerant system might work great. It gets pretty cold, but now you're in the middle of the day and it's been sitting in the sun and it doesn't feel like it's getting cold at all.
Right.
And of course, now the system having a low refrigerant in it is showing the problem in a big way because it can't keep up with trying to, as you put it, remove the heat from the inside of the vehicle.
Correct. And the other thing you have to watch also for is when you're sitting at a traffic light, does it seem like it gets warm? I mean, a lot warmer. If it does, that could be the sign of the cooling fans not working correctly.
Oh, really?
Because when you're driving down the road, you have more than enough air pushing across that condenser, and it keeps it cool. But when you're sitting there, it relies on the coolant fans to keep air moving across this condenser to get rid of the heat that it just absorbed from the inside of the vehicle.
Well, that makes me think of last week. Lots of folks got stuck in traffic for hours when they were at the Blue Angel show, or you're on your way somewhere and it just has an accident on I-10 or something and you're stuck. What is your advice? Do you just sit there and run that AC even when it's 100 degrees, or you turn it off? I mean, I'm curious what your advice would be, because my father used to just turn the engine off.
He was
old school. He said, I'm not risking it. I don't want to run out of gas.
Right.
But what would you recommend when you're, because that happens a lot. You just never know when you're going to get stuck.
Unless you're having issues with the system and you know you are having some issues with it, no, I would just let it run and let it go. Keep an eye on your temperature gauge. If you do see that climbing, and if you don't have a temperature gauge, there's going to be a light that'll come on in a dash that'll glow red. And what's
it's
red
too
mean?
Hot.
Stop.
When you see the steam coming out the front, maybe? Yep.
That's never good then.
Yeah, with the computer systems in the vehicles, there's a lot of fail safes. You know, there's a lot of safety features in it that'll shut it down before it'll ever overheat to such an extent. Some.
Right, but it'll... some of them, as the engine gets too hot, the computer then will automatically shut the air conditioner off.
Oh, okay. That's
even though you have all the controls saying, I want air conditioning, the computer says, no, my engine's overheating, and you're going to overheat now, too.
Well, that's good to know.
We can't run the AC, keep you cool, and the engine, too. Somebody's got to sacrifice.
Right.
Interesting.
So,
see, I didn't know that.
Yep. And so the computer does that as another fail-safe or, you know, a safety feature to kind of keep that engine from overheating. And so, yeah, in the event of a traffic jam, if all systems are go, there shouldn't be any problem.
Trying to
run that AC and keeping the engine cool. If all systems are working, your coolant fans and your coolant level and your system has no leaks, and you should be able to run for until that
gas, you run out of gas.
Until you run out of gas. Again, though, if there is a problem and that coolant fan isn't working up front, and you are noticing that it is. That AC gets warmer at the stoplight and then cools down driving down the road. Yeah, now you may be faced with a problem, because if you're not cautious and that AC just dropped off and you're not paying attention to that coolant light, now we might be overheating sitting in that traffic jam because of a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of aspects to that, but yes.
But then, yes, then I would shut the engine down.
Then I would shut the engine down. So, you know, as we talked about, familiarizing yourself with all the instruments and the gauge cluster and knowing what those lights mean on there, you know, there are going to be some warning signs before the thing
usually
faults in such a way
correct
that it just failed on me. Well, there was a Christmas tree that lit up in front of you, I'm sure.
At
right
some point
and
in
then
time
it failed. So there's plenty of indications. And so it's just kind of making sure you're staying on top of that. And if you hadn't had just a simple checkup or check over, of course, schedule that in with us. We'll be happy to take a look at it at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com or call us today at 850-932-0811.
That's a great idea. And one of the things that is great about Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze is Ken and Kenny Schwartzell. It's a family-owned business. So I have brought my car to them many, many times. And after a while, they're familiar with my vehicle. And that makes a big difference, because it was an
absolutely
older car, and I would bring it in with various assorted issues.
Problems. And we had notes on those issues. You know,
right,
we discussed, all right, well, that little bit of a squeak is nothing more than a bushing. So that's not as pressing as maybe these front shocks, as you can't go over any
right
speed bumps without bouncing. So, you know, let's address the big things first. And had when you'd been coming, excuse me, as you have been coming to us over the years with that vehicle, we had developed a history. And so
right
we could look
you
back on
very
that
familiar
and
with
see
it
exactly what we had done and what was needed and what we had kind of already planned on and such. So if your vehicle hasn't been with us before, we'll always start something, you know, start a vehicle
a
profile, and then we go from there, you know, like Pop said, a baseline on it.
Mm-hmm. Which is great. You're listening to Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive of Gulf Breeze. All you got to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620. There's still time, and these guys are the experts, I promise. I've been with them many, many years, and I'm telling you, they know of where they speak. And you guys have handled, how many years have you been in business?
30 years, over 30 years.
So think
now
of how many car models, brands, changes have happened in 30 years.
A
it's
lot
pretty
has
astounding,
changed
even just in the last couple of years with computer technology, key fobs, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you have to stay on top of it.
In the last 15 years, I'd have to say, has been the biggest changes that I've seen in vehicles. Before that, you know, they were kind of simple. Simple cars.
Sure.
Ooh, instead of just one AC, I have now two AC, one for the left and the right, you know?
Right.
And
front and rear.
Front and rear.
That's the truth. Well, could they take care of just about everything? Can you just kind of give people a background of some of the things that you sort of specialize in?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do it all, really, except for tires and exhaust. We leave that to other professionals up and down.
Front end alignments.
And front end alignments, as far as that goes. But outside of that, we do most of your major repair work, everything from, you know, engine swaps, if we have to go that far, to major upper or lower end work, to AC work and minor details, you know, such as oil change and maintenance. So if you're having a problem with any of those, then we'd be happy to take a look at it and, just make sure you're good to go up and down the happy highway. you know, outside of that, if there's ever a question you have about your car, always feel free to give us a call, and Mark up at the front desk, myself or Pops, we'd always be happy to answer any question you might have about your vehicle.
Well, one of the things we were talking about at the opening of the show, we'd probably be a good time just to sort of recap a little bit. We are in hurricane season. We've got had a tropical storm watch. Looking like the good news is it's not really going to affect us except for maybe a little rain, but this is the season. So what are your tips in terms of taking care of your vehicles in preparation?
Keep that emergency kit in your vehicle.
Absolutely.
Definitely a good time to check those wiper blades or replace them.
Oh, of course, yeah.
We always forget about those until it's pouring, raining, and it's like,
Right. Okay. So that's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if you haven't, and while we don't get into tires, the car as a whole, tires are a big aspect. If they are in need of replacement, remember, in evacuations, we're usually going through rain and other things. If those tires haven't been replaced in a while, check them. Check that tire pressure, you know. And like Pop said, look at those wiper blades. Have somebody do a quick light check with you, you know. Hit the brakes. Make sure everything is lighting up like it should, you know. If you're going to be in traffic, you definitely want those brake lights working.
You want people to know behind you that you are stopping.
I was behind someone recently that their brake lights weren't working, and it was close. Let me just say, when they stopped, it was close.
Yep, absolutely. So those are just a couple of things, you know. Obviously, we all have our storm preparedness kits at home, but making sure you've got one in your car and that your jumper battery and that emergency road kit is ready to go, so that you're ready to go, makes all the difference in the world. Last thing you need to do is be broke down on the side of the road trying to evacuate.
No doubt about it. And be sure to fill up. Keep those tanks at least half
full,
you said.
Absolutely. Keep those tanks at least half full. That way you can avoid any major disaster having an empty tank and now you can't leave. So good idea to beat the crowds and have that tank at least half full.
We have a question that just came in on our text line, 850-437-1620. I'm hearing lots of discussion, premium versus regular. Can you have any advice on that? Gas.
That's been a hot topic around our shop, too, after hours.
Okay.
So, you know, we have a couple experiments going with some of our friends. And we've been...
Top-tier gases versus other, you know, your
Murphy's
or your...
Is there a difference when you're buying the cheap gas versus, say, a more well-known brand that's not cheap?
There is. There are some big differences between the two. I mean, if you're going to get the cheapest gas around opposed to a Chevron or a Shell or something like that,
Texaco,
a tier one.
A tier one is
Exxon
what you're
one gas. There are some additional things that are in that gas that can help. Obviously. So while you're not going to be getting any gains in performance and you're not going to notice this big horsepower gain or anything, what you will find is maybe that engine runs just a little bit smoother. It can help keep the carbon deposits a little bit less in there. Remember, we're burning fossil fuels. And just like when you burn a fire through a chimney and that soot develops, the same thing happens inside an engine when you're burning gas and using oil, and soot can develop. And so, you know, when you're using a tier one gasoline or a higher end gasoline, yes, that can help keep the rest of the thing cleaner as well. And you might notice a slight improvement in that fuel economy if you're really keeping an eye on it. But again, the biggest gain is the health of that engine.
Okay. Great advice from our friends at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. This is the Car Care Show. And if you'll give your address and that phone number one more time and your website.
Absolutely. Again, we're located at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. You can find us at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. Schedule an appointment today or give us a call at 850-932-0811.
All right. Thank you so much,
Thanks,
gentlemen.
Meg.
This is Pep Talk.
Thank you, Meg.